But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got souls, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Rice is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past and present. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me as always is...
Marie Maloney.
Ooh, who didn't sneeze or fart or do anything wrong this time. Everything is going on without a hitch.
Or to prep for this film, Marie Maloney.
Ooh, because it's the Cajun South.
Yes.
Very good, very good.
We're watching The Waterboy today.
We're watching The Waterboy. Hey, you know when you think of great actors playing characters with the mental disabilities? You probably think of Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump, Leonardo DiCaprio in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, and Adam Sandler in The Waterboy, released on November 6th, 1998.
Same year.
The Wedding Singer. So this was the winter of that after. Had a bunch of time.
Mm-hmm.
We did miss... Adam Sandler was in a movie between these two movies.
Which one?
He was uncredited in Dirty Work.
Oh, wait.
With Norm MacDonald.
Dirty Work?
I have no idea.
I know
idea.
Dirty Work well.
Well, he's definitely not...
Oh my God. An important character. I do know who he was.
What?
He's...
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's like the devil. They like taste us a brownie and his friends and his friend Artie Lang is like, I don't feel anything. And Norm MacDonald's like, like sweating bullets.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. And Adam Sandler's like, ooh, and there's like flames behind him and he's like in like red makeup as the devil and he has horns.
Yep.
He's uncredited in Dirty Work as the freaking devil.
Yep. Now that you say that, I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you, Marie. Also, once Marie figures something out, she like turns into a ball and laughs for a little bit. That's kind of a thing that happens. Okay, a little bit about this film. The budget was $20 million, so...
Wowie.
Wow, right?
Yep.
It grossed $161 million.
Part of that was from me. Definitely saw this in the
Part of that was from me. I also saw it in the theaters. This... film is the highest grossing sports comedy of all time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Uh-huh. The Waterboy was the highest grossing football slash sports film of all time before being beaten by The Blind Side in 2009. So
just as a sports movie,
yeah.
It was the highest grossing?
Yeah, football sports movie. Sorry.
It didn't even beat Rudy? But...
It beat Rudy. When the movie was released, it was...
When
the movie was released...
When?
When? When? The movie was released.
When this movie?
Making fun of my California accent.
This movie doesn't lose. It's win.
Hey, Marie, guess what? The Star Wars Episode 1 trailer...
Star Wars Episode Win!
Damn it. The Star Wars Episode 1 trailer went before this movie. That's why... Goddamn it. That's why they...
It went before?
Some people think that's one of the reasons why it's one of the highest grossing films is because people went into that movie.
They went in?
It's going to be a long podcast.
Bacon can't talk. He's from California originally.
Dude, it's so warm. Anyway, people watched the movie. People watched the trailer and then left after the trailer.
Yeah.
But it still counts as a movie ticket. So whatever.
People walked out? Wait, okay. So they think the reason this grows so much is because people walked in to see a trailer and walked back out?
Yep. Because this is before...
And paid, like, what, in 1998?
$10.
$10?
Yeah.
Maybe
because this is before you go
on...
This is before the internet was, like, you could watch trailers. Like, they knew about...
But, like, why wouldn't you just stay to see the rest of the film if you already paid for it?
Some people did, but some people did not like Adam Sandler and they didn't care.
Wow.
They were just, like, such big Star Wars fans.
Those people valued their time over their money. That's just... Unlike us, who are watching all these films. We don't value our lives at all.
Oh, hey, it's been worth it so far. So far, it's been fantastic. And I don't understand how this could ever go wrong, Maureen. Sandler was nominated for a Razzie in this one, by the way.
Oh,
another nomination for a Razzie. But he lost that year.
Not deserving of it.
Yeah. You know who won?
Who?
Bruce Willis.
He probably deserved it.
He was in 3 movies that year.
Okay, I don't understand this Razzies for multiple movies. What the fuck, Razzies?
Well, because...
Get your shit together and nominate one terrible person for one. Okay. Hey, Razzies, when you nominate someone, how about you have it just be for one film?
That's mostly just for the year.
One film, as opposed to...
Win film.
Win film, and as opposed to many films.
Those movies were Armageddon, Mercury Rising, and The Siege. Marie, are you ready to listen to the Waterboy trailer?
I'm ready to be taken back.
Because I remember it being awesome.
To 1998.
Yeah. I remember it being great. I remember
loving this as a child.
Okay. Well, let's see if it sounds as good as we remember.
Bobby Boucher was a lonely boy.
Everybody else got a friend, Mama. I just want some too.
You don't have what they call the social skills.
Oh, his only Kathy friend Bates. Was his mama.
He can hang out with whoever he wants,
except you.
And his only joy was his job.
I'm a water boy.
Until one day.
Must be something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
He discovered his special gift. Now,
play football for this team.
The world will feel his pain.
Wow. Damn.
That snake looks delicious.
Somebody hurt you, my boy.
You are so sexy.
From the Wedding Singer team.
Come give your mama a kiss.
The Water Boy.
Oh,
super
that's
fun.
That's the debut of that guy.
Yeah. Also, the Wedding Singer team, because another thing that we decided not to focus on is like the stuff behind the scene, like who the director is, who the production company is, because we're just kind of trying to focus and judge the films on being films. But this is basically
the same director as Wedding
Singer. And same writers,
Adam Sandler.
But
and Tim
it's
Hurley.
By Touchstone, and I'm pretty
different.
Sure Wedding Singer is by New Line Cinema.
Yes.
And
so
I don't know, some nerd will fucking email us. Also, if you want to get a hold of us and yell at us, you can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. You can check out our website, adamsandlerpleasestoppodcast.com. Also, please, if you like us, leave us a rating and review on iTunes.
Yeah.
If you like us and you want us to make more stuff and you want us to spend more time diving into this stuff, you need to give us a good review.
Yeah.
And if you're like, hey, I want you to dive into this stuff behind the scenes, email us and let us know. Or if you're like, focus more on this, give us notes.
Yeah. Email us, Facebook us, Twitter us. We'll be on all those platforms.
If you're like, I love this podcast, but there's this one tiny thing that bugs me about it, let us know.
It's Bacon as a host. Well, don't say that because he owns all this equipment,
so we
can't do it.
Suck on my dicks, person. So that's one thing you can't get rid of.
He has multiple.
The format in which we watch this, we will watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up if there's something that
for
we think
any
is super
reason,
cool. Any reason.
Most of the time it's if we just cannot handle. Wait, we didn't use any stops last time.
In The
time.
Wedding Singer? Yeah, there's no reason because it was just like,
it was
I,
great.
Just, I was enjoying
sorry,
myself.
Sorry, I just realized that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know what? Now we're on The Waterboy. You ready, Marie?
I'm nervous.
All right, see you guys in 2 seconds. Okay, we are 30 minutes into The Waterboy. Marie, what do you think? What's going on? What's going through that head of yours?
It's all right. got some notes.
Go ahead.
My first note is just Kathy Bates. Yes.
Yes.
Cause she can do no wrong.
No.
She's kind of a villain in this, but she's still amazing.
And every time I see her, I think about that scene in About Schmidt where you see dim titties.
Are they good? Should I check it out?
Yes, everybody should stop right now. Google.
Should I check it out?
About Schmidt titties.
Titties? Are they good? Big areolas?
Gross.
Tell me about it.
They're gross. Anyway, what else you got?
I wrote, good soundtrack, I guess? And then CCR, Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, it's very late 90s. They're kind of coming into that. Like, yeah, late 90s, cool.
But there's, like, throwback song. Like, clearly CCR would be, like,
But it goes with... Yeah. It goes with the they're in the South or whatever.
Right, yeah.
I feel like not everyone has. Exactly. I feel like not everyone's seen this one. The basic thing that we've seen so far is the water boy, who is this loser kind of guy, apparently can tackle really well, and now he's on a high college football team, and he's doing okay, and he's helping the team sucks. It's a standard sports movie.
This is also one of the last, I mean, not for sure the last, but one of the last times we'll see him be an underdog.
Yes.
And come out on top, because soon we're going to get to the flip, which is why Bacon and I started this podcast in the first place, where he becomes hot shit always, and everyone else is an idiot.
Yeah.
Which,
when you watch, I don't think he understands, like, when you watch this film, you, the audience, is 100% on the Waterboy's side.
Yes,
and everybody else in the
get-go.
And everybody else in the film hates him, but now he's done it the opposite way, where everybody in the film loves him, and everybody in the audience hates him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
This is where I wrote, I also write down that there's this is kind of also just, like, hinting towards these things, like, uh-oh, this is planting seeds for, like, bad things that are coming up. We're getting laughs, we're getting things, but, like, uh-oh, I don't think he understands why they're getting that, why they're getting laughs.
I think he does. I think he just doesn't care. He'll take a laugh for a laugh's sake and doesn't care where the motivation's coming from.
Mm-hmm. The other two things I wrote was, one, stunt butt.
Yes, when Henry Winkler's like, what mama don't know won't hurt her. He shows, he pulls down his pants and shows a tattoo he got on his ass that his mom told him not to get. But it's a young 16-year-old boy's ass.
Yeah, it's clearly a stunt butt. It's not an old man fat butt or anything
like
that.
It's like a fresh poppin' booty, boy booty.
And the next thing I wrote down was special effects, pretty good. It's that face morph.
Yeah,
thing,
the face morph is
which
like
they used in Black and White, Michael Jackson's Black or White.
Really?
Yes.
Spooky.
Like 7 years before this thing.
I wrote down, this is the beginning of us seeing Henry Winkler and Rob Schneider in a bunch of films.
Yeah.
So he's gaining more friends through each film that he like continues to recycle.
Because they not only do they want money, but they also want to be in the film. And, you know, I can't really fault him that much because, like, if I made it big, but I also try to help my friends, that means you're a good person.
True.
Right?
But they're,
but
like,
that doesn't mean I can't complain.
But they're complicit in the, like, shitty downfall. Like, no one says, none of these friends say no to his films either.
Yeah, because why would he say no to it? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just like a free paycheck for them. They're not, like, looking for more than that.
I guess.
Anyway. Oh, and just, we have talked a lot about Alan Covert as the one friend that's, like, not famous but is always in his movies.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another friend, too, that's in these movies. He isn't in Going Overboard. He is not in Billy Madison. He's like, a friend of Adam Sandler, and he's in this film. He's the guy who keeps being like, Waterboy!
Oh, yeah, the guy who's the quarterback.
Yes.
Their quarterback, who should like him because he's on
their
team.
Right, they're on the same team.
And he's tackling like crazy. So, do you want to win? I don't understand. Also, this is like a time where it's like being mean to the person who's like trying to help for no reason.
Right.
Whatever.
That's cool, but not really.
It doesn't, at the time, probably that was cool and normal, and now it's like, It hasn't aged well.
No, it's not.
All right.
But yeah, that's it, really.
BRB, JK, LOL.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. stop card.
We just watched a part. Hold
on, shut up.
I cried like a 10-year-old girl.
Wait, you did it again? It's so good.
Marie is the stop card. Marie, why'd you use the stop card?
Because... yes, because Colonel Sanders gets hit in the head with a paperweight, and right after he gets hit, he goes, and Bacon and I watched it 4 times.
The reaction you heard was like the 4th time we watched it. Oh my god, it's so funny, you guys. Oh, is that all, Murray? Because that's all we have to say.
Yeah, that's literally
if you watch this movie, you should literally just watch it's about 53 minutes.
Yeah, 53 minutes, 41 seconds.
Oh my god. All right, see you guys in a half a second. All right, second stop. Marie, what do you think? What's going on in the movie? What do you like? What don't you like?
I'm bored. Other than...
I feel like we died after they got...
Yeah, it got really boring.
No, they're just setting up, like, everything.
Yeah, they're setting up the finale, basically.
He has to go to his lowest. I mean, they're following all the steps. It's going through everything. But yeah, I agree. This part's kind of...
That's it.
That's it. That's all we gotta say.
Yeah, we'll you see know, you at we'll the final stop.
We'll see you. We'll talk about it at the end. Born on a bayou.
Born on a bayou. Well.
There it is. Well.
That was a film.
Well, that happened.
Yep.
Hey, Murray. So we just finished it.
Yep.
And you know what? I used to think The Waterboy was a good movie. Yeah. Not a good movie, but I thought like...
I enjoyed it as a kid, for sure.
Oh, I 100% enjoyed this one. I went and saw it.
Yeah.
And, but then you're like, hey, The Water... Like, I would never say The Waterboy was a good film, but I'd be like, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, this was just kind of meh.
I would say it's worse than meh. A lot of the stuff
we
that
I... We did laugh at a couple times.
Yeah, it did have a lot of like really funny moments and a lot of stuff, but also like looking back on it, it doesn't hold up.
It doesn't, no.
Especially the You Can Do It guy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think like, how was that ever funny? He literally just said, you can do it.
Yeah, that's it. But it's like a double entendre.
Yeah. Because
it's like, oh, you can fucks. And you can do it. We believe in you.
Well, I was starting to think because...
But it's stupid.
There are some movies that we are going to watch later in which Rob Schneider plays that exact same... is in Adam Sandler movies, but, like, he's super racist about, like, Asian people or Native Americans.
This is the beginning. It starts with Asians.
Yeah, but do you think that maybe they did that and it's like, hey, nobody complained about us making fun of Cajun people, but then all of a sudden you get up in arms and I start making fun of other races? Do you think it's a very smart point that we're missing? Or do you think that Rob Schneider is just a giant piece of shit?
Rob Schneider is a giant piece of shit. Just huge.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It's not the former, it's the latter.
Well, maybe he's tricking us, right? Yeah, I mean,
I would love to be proven wrong.
I feel like it goes through the steps of a sports movie.
It does.
But this is kind of
I literally just yawned.
This is kind of the end of things, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The golden age of Sandler, I think, has passed.
All right. I mean, I'm not gonna.
We'll
I mean,
see. It'll be verified soon enough.
I was gonna say, should Adam Sandler stop, Murray?
He should slow down. start rethinking some decisions he's making. He's starting down a bad path.
I'm going to say, yeah, Adam Sandler, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes. Not Adam Sandler, stop yet. Slow it down.
Yeah. Slow it down.
This isn't a stop moment. This isn't that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. I've watched much worse.
Okay. Marie.
But the Farley brothers make an appearance.
Yeah.
Not Chris, R.I.P. He's dead.
Oh, boy.
By this time.
Goof. Marie.
Yes?
As of right now, we both have the exact same top five. It goes, Going Overboard is number 5, Bulletproof is number 4, Happy Gilmore number 3, Billy Madison number 2, and The Wedding Singer is in the top spot. We now have to put The Waterboy on our list. Marie, where does it go?
Waterboy is going in the number 4 slot.
And that's pushing Bulletproof to number 5? So
correct.
It's in between Happy Gilmore and Bulletproof.
Correct.
That's exactly where
yes!
I would put it.
Oh my God.
God, I'm upset. I'm upset that we don't have any differences. Okay, so right now...
Unreal.
Wedding Singers is best. Billy Madison. Happy Gilmore. Waterboy. Bulletproof Going Overboard. Wow.
Yeah, that's where we are.
That's exactly where it should go. And that's it's right in the middle. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's better than Bulletproof and Going Overboard.
Yep.
But I feel like there's a huge gap in between...
Yes.
Waterboy and Happy Gilmore. There's a big gap
there.
The
heart isn't there.
Yes.
Just the fact that Kathy Bates' character, like, lies about going to the hospital. Like,
yeah.
That's not a...
A lot of bad stuff. A lot of negative stuff.
A lot of negative stuff in this film. And, like, his love interest is constantly, like, going to jail and proud of it. And it's like...
No.
Huh.
And he clearly has mental issues.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's going to go lose his virginity. And everyone's like,
right.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's like, he doesn't really understand what's going on. But I mean, I know that's the joke. I guess the difference is between the top three and the bottom three is that the top three live in a universe that is different but somewhat plausible, and the bottom three
don't. Yeah.
And again, I feel like if Bobby Boucher was the only character who was, like, weird, and there's a couple others, but this entire world is made up of weirdos.
Right.
This is the first one that I'm sad about.
Yeah,
like,
we took a dive.
Not because of that, because in my head I'm like, this was okay. And now I saw it, and now it's not okay, and now I know it's not okay, and it's taken away from me.
It hurts. It hurts to lose your heroes, you know?
It does. And people, I hope people listen to this, and they're like... And they're like, oh, the Waterboy was great.
And now they know.
But then they hear us and they're like, no, it's good. It's good.
You can't fake this defeated spirit.
No, you
can't.
You know? But it's,
and we are not.
And if you think it's good, you're denying.
Yeah.
You're denying
your reality.
Yeah. And you need to go watch this again and realize that it's
not
good.
We already did the work for you, but if you don't believe us.
If you don't believe us, go right ahead.
Yeah.
You know what? And if you disagree. You could email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we will talk about it.
You can give us a sad face on our Facebook page.
Anyway, yeah, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on all that stuff.
You can troll us on Twitter.
You could find us at adamsandlerpleasestoppodcast.com. That's all our episodes. It takes you to wherever you need to go, Facebook page, all that fun stuff.
Yep.
All right, Marie, you ready for next week?
What is it?
Next week.
It's a little nitty.
We will be reviewing the box office hit, Big Daddy.
Wow!
Yeah, Big Daddy is next.
I have very fond memories of this film.
I also had fond memories of this one. In my head, this one's a little bit more grounded and plausible than The Waterboy.
Yes, would agree. He's playing a character close to himself, for sure.
Definitely. And it's a little bit more fun, a little bit more realistic, and it takes place in New York, so... It'll be a nice change of pace. I'm excited for it. Are you excited for it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens next week. For right now, though, Adam Sandler,
please pump the brakes.
Now, is there anyone here that can tell me why most alligators are abnormally aggressive?
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.